there you are. Welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Henke with you for the next 60 minutes and close to a dozen tracks, a little under, of music from here and there and everywhere. And the focus, again, is on music that is captured live in concert as we look forward to the opening of more music in this part of the world. Anyway, this is Tony McManus and Julia Tosburn, and it's a Star of Munster set. Some wonderful dual guitar there. I'll tell you more about them in a minute. This is show number 192. Thanks for joining me. We'll talk to you a bit later. The sound of an appreciative audience. And that was indeed, that was Tony McManus and Julia Tosburn. And Tony is a leading Celtic guitarist worldwide. He's listed as one of the 50 transcendental guitarists of all time by Guitar Player magazine. I don't know what makes someone a transcendental guitarist, but he is one of the top 50 of the world. Julia Tosburn is a multi-talented musician from Berlin, and she combines classical music along with jazz and baroque and traditional music, and her skills as a guitarist as well, because they were both playing guitar in that one, are very prodigious, and they make a great fit with Tony's work. They met over a conversation in Berlin about J.S. Bach. What else to talk about, you know, if you're in Berlin, I suppose. And either of the pair, both flat picks and finger picks at the highest level, and some interesting kind of jazz chording in the background. Yes, this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 192, but it's the third of a series of shows I've been doing. I just simply call it Remember Concerts. And so this is all music that was captured live. Not that studios and musicians in the studio aren't live as well, but you know what I mean. Live in concert. Next up, we have two classic bands, one from Ireland, one from Scotland, Clannad and Runrig, and I'll sort of put them together so you can pretend like you're at a major Celtic folk festival with bands that are no longer around. Well, they've moved on to other things. Well, a major one, maybe, you know, like 5-10 years ago. Clannad, anyway, were an Irish family band. They were formed in 1970 in Gweedore in County Donegal. And their music is sort of folk or folk rock or trad Irish or Celtic, New Age, smooth jazz, a bit of Gregorian chant, all that kind of stuff. They were formed by siblings, Ciarán Brennan, Paul, and Marie Brennan. And their twin uncles, Noel and Padraig Dugan. And they're originally known as Clan As Dobhar, and they changed their name to Clannad back in 1973. In 1979, they'd released three albums. They'd had a successful U.S. tour, and they recorded for a while then as a six-piece, which included Enya, which was a younger sister. But Enya left the group and pursued a solo career, kind of eclipsed them in some ways. But Clannad have won lots of awards throughout their career. They're widely regarded as a band that brought Irish music and the Irish language, because they sing a lot in Irish Gaelic, to a worldwide audience. And they've had combined sales of over 90 million. And we'll hear something from them live in concert, which was done back around 2005, I think, something like that. And it's called An Tuil, and it's in Gaelic. Then to a Scottish band, Runrig. And they were a Scottish Celtic band formed in 1973 in Skye, the Isle of Skye in Scotland. Two of the original members were still there when they played their last concert in 2018, many, many years later. They released 14 studio albums and sang a lot in Scottish Gaelic as well. They initially were a three-piece dance band called the Run Rig Dance Band. And their music is sort of a blend of folk and rock music, and often focusing on locations and history and politics and times that are unique to Scotland. I find them very anthemic in their style, in their approach. It's a kind of a band that makes me wish I had a lighter to you know, when I'm singing along with them or whatever. You know what I'm saying, right? So the final tour, their last dance, was in 2018, and there were over 50,000 people at their last show, so that would have been a thing. Runrig, what's the name from? Well, it's a reference to a pre-agricultural revolution, a farming practice of Runrig. But I don't have time to tell you about that because we have to get to the music, right? You can look that up on whatever, wherever you look things up. Starting off here from Ireland, this is Clannad.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Enjoy tonight.
Soaring guitars there of Run Rig, and the guitar solos there, they sort of remind me a bit of Pink Floyd's work, some of their work as well, the way they use the guitar, David Gilmour uses the guitar, but maybe they learned from Run Rig, who knows. And that was a Gaelic number there called Adinsha Nafirin, and before that we heard from Clenod and Antul, also in Gaelic, but that was in Irish Gaelic as opposed to Scottish Gaelic. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 192, and we are remembering concerts. We're playing music, live music from concerts. This is the third of a series of, I think there'll be five. That's how I see it right now, as if I have anything to do with it, right? Next up we have, you could be listening a variety of ways. I should mention a couple of them. Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have a book. I was looking at this. The name of the band is Fluke, and I was thinking band, but anyway, I won't explain my mind what happened there. But Fluke is the name of the band, and they're Anglo-Irish band. They're playing traditional style instrumental music. They're sort of very percussive, lots of flutes and whistles and complex guitars and bowerons. The band was formed in 1995, and for a while they were known as Three Nations Flutes, which tells you that the flute is a primary instrument there. They were together for about 13 years, and they sent a Christmas message in 2008 saying they were disbanding. And they said, it might be forever or a prolonged pause, who knows, but we're still great friends and will remain so. This might sound like a cliche, but it is deeply truthful. And indeed, they have done so. They get together every few years. And this was recorded at one of their live performances, which was done many years after they supposedly disappeared as a group. And it's their live performances that really capture the hearts of those who watch and listen to the rapport between these four musicians as they're playing together and the sheer enjoyment. They've won the BBC Folk Awards for Best Group, for example, back in the day before they split up. This is so from a live recording. This is a set of tunes, Branholm and Trip to Eves. This is a band called, and you can spell it F-L-O-O-K with an exclamation mark at the end. This is Fluke. Thank you. set of tunes there from a band called Fluke, Brenholm, and A Trip to Hervé's. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing some concert music today. Next up, we have a group called the Men of Steel, and they're not weightlifters, no. There's Don Ross, Tony McManus, remember him from the beginning of the show? Beppe Gambetta and Dan Crary, and they're all forces to be reckoned with as soloists in the steel guitar, in the steel string guitar. But together, they're an interesting quartet as well. Their music is really diverse, just as their cultures. They're from the Mediterranean, Canada, Scotland, the United States, and they're kind of a new acoustic version of some of these. Jazz often gets a number of really good guitarists together who come from slightly different perspectives. So this is from a CD that they did live, and they're kind of sharing off guitars. So we'll hear a number of. It's called Risky Biz, but there's about five or six different tunes in this. And they kind of solo from time to time, and, well, you have to guess who's playing when, right? This sounds like Dan Crary right now, because he's an American flat-top guitarist. Anyway, I'll let you listen to this. This is Men of Steel, Risky Biz, live. Thank you. like a lot of fun. I always love those endings on those bluegrass kind of guitars. That was Men of Steel, which was Don Ross, Tony McManus, Beppe Gambetta, and Dan Crary. And it was a set of tunes called Risky Biz, Easy Club Reel, Sally Gooden, Last Steam Engine Train, and L'Iridée, which was a sort of Mediterranean piece that was done. And then I think they went back to Risky Biz again. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Roots and Branches and Beyond. And this is show number 192. You'd think I'd know how to say it by this point. And we're talking about concerts. We're listening to concerts, just in aid of remembering what that was like. You could be listening a variety of places. Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up we have, I'm going to do two really sort of classic. They're more in the roots part, or the beyond part of the show. And some live material from bands that aren't around again. But anyway, they were both well known as being amazing live performers. First of all, Bob Marley and the Wailers. And Marley was a Jamaican singer, songwriter, musician. He was one of the pioneers of reggae. He fused reggae and rock and ska and rocksteady and so on. And he had a very distinctive vocal style as well. He became a global figure in popular culture for well over a decade or so, and even more so after his death in 1981. He became this Rastafarian icon. He infused his music with a sense of spirituality, for sure. He began his professional career in 1963, and he formed Bob Marley and the Wailers back then. And they released their debut studio album in 1965. And that one had the single One Love and People Get Ready on it, which became a big hit, and they performed it. And even now, it's an amazing campfire song or stadium rock song. The Wailers subsequently released 11... studio albums, and they had a fair bit of international success, especially after one of them, Catch Fire and Burnin', both in 1973, and won all kinds of awards. Marley also did some solo work, but he used the band name sometimes. It was hard to tell exactly who was recording it. He died of a melanoma variant in 1981, and he received a state funeral in Jamaica. They made a best hits album called Legend. You might have it. I've got it here on the shelf here somewhere, I'm sure. It was released in 1984. It became his best-selling reggae album of all time. Sold 75 million records worldwide, which is no easy feat for sure. Next after that, we're going to listen to, I'll just run them together as if they were at the same bill. Maybe they were someday. I don't know. This is the Grateful Dead. You've hopefully heard of them as well. An American rock band formed in 1965 in Palo Alto in California. Really eclectic style. They had rock and folk and country and jazz and bluegrass and blues and gospel and psychedelic rock. And they were really known for their lengthy instrumental jams and their devoted fans as well, who were called Deadheads. And they were considered the godfathers of the jam band world, of which there still exists. That world still exists. And they were founded amid the counterculture of the 1960s. The core of the band, four or five of them, stayed together for their entire 30-year history. And one of the founders, Jerry Garcia, alas, died in 1995. And the former members of the bands, along with some other musicians, would tour for a while as the Other Ones, or then as the Dead for a while. But the four surviving members in 2015 got together for the band's 50th anniversary, did a series of concerts, and said that's it. They're not, the Grateful Dead is no longer with us, so to speak. So we'll hear from tracks from both of these amazing performers, starting off with Bob Marley.
I You can't forget your past, so dry your tears, I say. Yeah.
Doctor live in concert. That's the Grateful Dead and their version of that old traditional song, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And that's a great CD collection. If you ever find it, Live at the Roxy, three CDs of material that... that's Dozin' at the Nick. That's it, Dozin' at the Nick, three CDs of material. We heard previous to that, though, Live at the Roxy from Bob Marley and the Wailers. That was No Woman, No Cry. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5. Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Got a few more tracks here yet. The live music, which is our show today, episode number 192 of the show. Manas, an expander, a Mexican rock band from Guadalajara in Mexico, in the Jalisco state, and one of the best-selling Latin music artists with over 25 million records sold worldwide. They got four Grammy Awards, 8 Latin Grammy Awards, 5 MTV Music Video Awards, Latin America, 6 Premios, Premios Juventud Awards, 19 Billboard Latin Music Awards. It keeps going on. They've topped the all-time lists in much of Latin America and in their native Mexico. And formed in 1986. They released their first album, Falta Amor, in 1990. And in 1992, they released the next album that they came out with, which was Donde Jugarán Los Niños, which sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. It was the best-selling Spanish-language rock album of all time. Their sound draws from pop and rock, progressive rock, Latin pop, very tender, emotional, romantic at times, calypso, reggae, ska, and so on. The only regret I have about the time I've spent in Central and South America over the years is that I never got to see Maná live in that context. But I have this CD. It's called Arde el Cielo, and it's recorded live. This is them doing one of their beautiful romantic numbers. Maná with Vivir Sin Aire.
Como pudiera como pudiera, la flor que se sintiera. Oh, no, no. Como quisiera yo poder vivir sin ti.
Y vamos solitos, Puerto Rico.
With the crowd just at the tip of their own tongue, singing along with them as they are doing their hit Vivir Sin Aire. For those who don't speak Spanish, it's a classic. How much I'd love to be able to live without air, how much I'd like to live without water. I'd love to love you a little less, how much I'd love to be able to live without you, but I can't. I feel like I'm dying. I'm drowning without your love, or something like that. And you know, thing that, like, being it, living without you would be like living without air. Anyway, it's a wonderful song and a great band, Mana, in case you ever get a chance to, well, see them or, you know, get their CDs. We go from Puerto Rico and Mana to the Black Sheep Coffee House. And this is a group of folks, Garnet Rogers, Greg Brown, Karen Savoca, and Pete Heinzman got together, did a concert. And it ended up on a CD. This is something, a wonderful little piece called Beulah Land.
I got a mother in Beulah Land, I shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah Land, I shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah Land, I shine the sun. Way beyond the sky. Oh, come on, go home to Beulah Land. Try to outshine the sun. Come on, go home to Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Come on, go home to Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Way beyond the sky. Well, I got a sister in Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Come on. I got a sister in Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Oh, yeah. I got a sister in Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Yeah, way beyond the sky. So let's come on, go home to Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Yeah, come on, go home to Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Yeah, come on, go home to Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Way beyond the sky. I want to take one beat. Well, I've got a father in Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Oh, I got a father in Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Oh, come on, I got a father in Beulah Land, I'd shine the sun. Way beyond the sky. So let's come on, go home to Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Come on, go home to Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Come on, go home to Beulah Land. Outshine the sun. Oh, way beyond the sky. My whole family in Beulah Land, outshine the sun. My whole family in Beulah Land, outshine the sun. My family in Beulah Land, outshine the sun. Way beyond the sky. So come on, go home, Beulah Land, outshine the sun. Come on, go home to Beulah Land, outshine the sun. Come on, go home, Beulah Land. Outshine the sun way beyond the sky. I said, way beyond the sky. I said, now, way beyond the sky. All right.
That's the sound of the last track for this show. We heard from Garnet Rogers, Greg Brown, Karen Savoca, and Pete Heitzman on that last track called Beulah Land, live from the Black Sheep. This is Bellowhead, and this is live from their farewell tour, which they did in about 2016, I think, or something like that. They, however, have got together a few times, including during the pandemic, where people said, we want a live stream concert, physically distanced. And so they did that and recorded it. And I got it just this week, so I'm sure you'll hear it in the next few weeks. Bellowhead is an 11-piece band out of the UK, and they do amazing versions of various old tunes. This is something called The March Past. Thanks for joining me in this hour past, where we've done some concert listening, just to get us into the mood, remembering how to clap, how to sing along on choruses, and all those sorts of things. I'll be back again next week with another show, and do take care of each other this week. Until then, happy trails.